Today's election day. Probably shouldn't have to tell you that, but just in case we do, good news. Lots of specials coming your way to reward you for voting. Uber and Lyft making it easy for you to get to your polling locations today, offering discounts to voters. Listen to this 89-year-old Uber Lyft driver on why it's important today.
When he was a voting age, he wasn't allowed to vote because he was black. And at that time, you couldn't vote. Now he drives people in his Lyft to voting stations.
I was 30 years old before I could vote. I was born in 1935. Civil rights movement was high when I was about 30, 35 years old. I had seen so many young men and women die because of a right to vote. And I said, I've got to vote. The people have to realize the price that was paid for them to vote. I've been driving Lyft for 9 years. Even when I drive locals, I ask them, have you registered to vote? A lot of them say, my vote doesn't count. Oh, yes, it does. One vote can change a conversation. One vote can change a whole society.
I'm more concerned not about people not voting, but the fact that that guy sounds like he's 15 compared to me. He's 89 years old.
89, a Lyft driver that is really making the case for why wouldn't you go vote? I mean, they're... Whatever it is, you know, we all understand like not being sure and like not liking either choice, but you do have a choice to walk through those doors and make your voice heard. And that's important. And right now you can get, discounted Lyfts and Ubers if you are going to your polling station.
Yeah. So they're making it very easy for you in which to do so. Lots of election specials throughout the area to kind of calm you down. Sadly, there's no bars offering free drinks. And I think that would probably be the best.
Yeah, well.
Oh, I need a drink. But just in case, Krispy Kreme is offering a free donut. You walk into any participating Krispy Kreme, you don't even have to say you voted. They're just going to give you a donut, and if they got one, they'll give you an I voted sticker as well. But you better have voted. No stolen valor here, donut boy.
Yeah, exactly. John, I got to correct you, though. There is one for alcohol at Dave & Buster's. They're having $5 beers all day long.
Ah, you see? Someone cares.
So go vote.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave & Buster.
Will you take your discounted ride, right? Because you're going to be drinking later, so you're going to be using the ride share anyway. You take your discounted ride to vote, and then stop by a Krispy Kreme, get a donut, then go to Dave & Buster's, have a lunch, and then get your $5 beers.
Right, and you know? Certainly the most important part of that scenario, I know you think it's the discounted drink. Please remember to vote before you do all those other things. Mm-hmm. I mean, enjoy your donut, enjoy your discounted drink, and your game of air hockey at Dave & Buster's. But also remember the reason you're enjoying all these specials, and please do your civic duty and go vote. It's all about that today. We're going to get you through this show. If today is a day that is very tension-filled for you, and it is for a lot of you, we're going to take care of that. There are plenty of ways for you to relieve your Election Day stress. We've got your back in that area as well. 833-287-1037. Right now, we'd like to get you to see Kelsey Ballerini when she hits up San Diego come next March. You'll be there just by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. Call right now, take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and we'll get you to see Kelsey Ballerini and maybe even have $100 as well. 833-287-1037 for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. There's a reason why hospitals provide animals for patients to pet, because it gives them comfort. There's a reason why those who are afraid of flying love seeing the pets that airport representatives bring to gates to help stressful travelers relieve their stress. So why shouldn't a very stressful day in America, aka Election Day, also include comforting pets? Thankfully, the Helen Woodward Animal Center is here and has our back. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, guys. They're all bipartisan, and their only legislative agenda is to give love today.
Bipartisan. That's very funny, Jessica. I wish that you were doing this at every polling station around the county, but at one polling station in particular, people are going to have the opportunity to be less stressed because you are bringing animals for them to help them feel better.
That is correct. So over at, I think it's Fire Station 2, it's a forest ranger station kind of across from the Target. If anybody happens to be around there today and wants to do their voting there, we are going to have our little puppies are down there right now setting up a tent, and they are going to be passing out one puppy kiss for every I voted sticker.
Isn't that nice? This is what I love. Wait for it. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, a republican, an independent.
Yes.
You can interact with a comforting animal, and that's the Rancho Santa Fe Fire Station number 2 today. Maybe someday you can provide comforting animals to every polling area in San Diego County.
I mean, guys, I would love to do it. The other, though, possibility is that all these pets are going to meet people that are going to take them home, and then they won't be available at Helen Woodward Animal Center to go out to the polls. Maybe they'll come out with their new forever family.
All dogs that are in attendance are up for adoption. So the Helen Woodward Animal Center, you can go to their website and check it out for yourself. But I think this is a really valuable thing, because petting animals has shown it decreases our anxiety, it lessens our stress, it ups our oxytocin, which is the chemical that makes us feel good. And this is such a great combination.
Sometimes we don't even know we're doing it. I got some pretty horrible news over the weekend. The first thing I did was go to Roger and just have Roger the puppy hang in my lap until I felt better, because that's the power of the animals that we love. Jessica, are we missing anything else? I know the website's animalcenter.org for more information on Helen Woodward Animal Center. Comforting animals today at the fire station number 2 in Rancho Santa Fe. That's where they're going to be if you're voting there. All right, Jessica, with the Helen Woodward Animal Center, you represent so well. I know a couple of people right now who are changing what's going on in their life, and because of that, it's causing them a little bit of stress, anxiety, maybe even sadness. I know for a fact that if these people were able to volunteer to help out with things like this, bringing pets to areas that people need comfort so they can get that comfort. Is there an opportunity for people to volunteer?
So glad you asked. We have so many volunteers, and there are so many different opportunities to do it, even for teenage kids, people maybe that are elderly. We have all different ways that people can participate. The Pet Encounter Therapy Program that I just talked about, you might even have a pet that's right for that program. So please contact us. Go on to animalcenter.org, click on the link, see how you'd like to participate with us. We would love to have you.
All right, Jessica, from the Helen Woodward Animal Center, animalcenter.org is the website. 833-287-1037. Let's get you on right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you to go see Kelsey Ballerini come March. 833-287-1037 for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Call now. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSOF. Yeah. We all know what today is. It could be a very stressful day for some. Maybe you have to battle the crowds at the polling places today. Maybe you're worried about your vote already counting that you did earlier. Either way, it's a lot of stress for a lot of people. And that's why we're very thankful, as we always are, but even more so today, that we work with Tammy.
Oh, geez.
I know, I thank God every morning and every night.
Sarcasm alert just went off.
I don't think I'm being sarcastic at all. I'm being very sincere. Tammy's the voice of reason. And in this case, a comforting voice of reason.
Okay, so on a day like today, when maybe we're feeling a bit overwhelmed, or you're feeling like you don't matter, but you do, I thought I'd put together a little segment here that we can utilize to calm us down, to make us feel better about the day.
You might think you appear calm, but you know deep down inside there's some anxiety, there's some stress, and Tammy's going to help us.
Okay, first and foremost, remember this. The 24-hour news networks, what is their job? To increase ratings, okay? It's in their interest to keep you riveted to your screens, making it seem like some important announcement is imminent, and they want to keep you there even if it upsets you, and sometimes especially if it upsets you. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, just stay away from the 24-hour news shows, right? Because it's just going to make you go, ooh!
Voice of reason, Tammy. Smooth comforter, Tammy. Would that also apply to social media?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, so do yourself a favor and stay off the social media today. Stay off the 24-hour news.
All right.
Tammy, you're also sounding, I think, no disrespect, you sound almost clinical.
Okay.
Could maybe you soften up your tone. Become more of a warm, comforting blanket for a feathery pillow.
Right. Okay. When you are overwhelmed.
That's nicer.
Keep this in mind. Thoughts are just that. They do not have meaning attached to them if you do not let them. Let those thoughts come in and out. Give them no power, no meaning. Do not fuel them, but just let them come and go.
Take it from a guy whose thoughts really usually have no meaning whatsoever. That's really easy to do if you let yourself.
So when you feel overwhelmed, sit and breathe. Stare at a wall. Put yourself in a timeout and inhale slowly. Know that you are not wasting time. Thoughts will float into your mind. Let them keep floating and realign your spine as you sit and breathe. If you can take 10 minutes, take 10 minutes. If you can't, even 1 minute is better than nothing. So we'll do this exercise right now. And if you're driving, do not close your eyes. Inhale for four counts. Hold for seven counts. Exhale for eight counts.
Oh.
And remember, when a thing hurts your ears, stop listening to it. And when a thing hurts your heart, stop justifying it. While you may not have control over external events, you control how you respond to them.
Tammy's doing her best to soothe us today, to calm us all down as if we're possibly stressed by today's election day. I know for one, Tammy, I feel so much more calm, so much more smooth. I'm going to give myself a nice long time out and stare at the wall.
Okay.
As long as that wall has a TV attached to it.
Yes, yes.
A very interesting show.
My God.
I would be glad to put myself on a timeout. Thank you for that, Tam. Take care of each other today and every day. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Carlsbad. Say good morning to Corey. How's it going, Corey?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Really can't complain. How about you, Tam?
Nope, it's good.
We want to start this thing off by you kicking Tammy out of the studio. Please do so, Corey.
Tammy, please take a walk.
All right. Good luck.
All right, Corey, we got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gatestore.com.
Thank you.
You're welcome, bro. Remember, all ties go to Tammy. Here we go. More stars have been added to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade lineup, which happens every year in what city?
New York.
Tom Cruise is in talks for a Days of Thunder sequel. In the original, Tom met, fell in love, and eventually married his co-star, who's now married to Keith Urban. Who is she?
Nicole Kidman.
On Halloween last week, I watched It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. In the story, where do Linus and Sally spend the night waiting for the Great Pumpkin who never shows?
A little before my time, I can't tell you.
Okay. No reason to age shame, Corey. The only host the TV show Survivor has ever had a birthday yesterday. Who is he?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, and finally, Ralph Macchio turned 62 yesterday. He, of course, is the original Karate Kid in that movie. Daniel LaRusso moved to Reseda from what state?
Oh, Hawaii.
All right, let's get Tam back in. All right, Corey, what's happening with you today, pal?
Oh, headed to the construction site.
All right. So when I used to watch The Sopranos, yeah, the organized crime world had their beaks dipped a bit in the construction world, and a lot of them like sat around a construction site drinking beer and sitting in folding chairs all day. Is that what happens on your site too, Corey? You got some maid guys out there just kind of holding court?
If only. I'm union, so there's no beer, no fun stuff on the site. Not quite as much as there used to be.
And no mafia?
No mafia.
Oh, man. What a drag.
That's good.
Why even bother getting into construction if there's no organized crime?
Oh, my God.
Corey did 2 out of 5, Tim.
Okay.
Timmy, more stars have been added to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade lineup, which happens every year in what city?
New York City.
That is right. Hey, who wants to get in line and lip sync for 4 hours? I don't know why anyone would do that gig. I really don't. Yeah. Remember when Scotty McCreery was on and they messed the song up?
Yes.
So he was like mouthing the words to a song that didn't exist, the poor guy. Boy, yeah. Every year, though, my daughters and my sister, it's a tradition. Thanksgiving morning, they are down watching that parade. It's 1-1. Tammy, Tom Cruise is in talks for a Days of Thunder sequel. In the original, Tom met, fell in love, and eventually married his co-star, who's now married to Keith Urban. Who is she?
Nicole Kidman.
I mean, I wonder if she'd be back in the movie. 2-2. Corey knew that. On Halloween last week, I watched It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. In the story, where do Linus and Sally spend the night waiting for the Great Pumpkin?
Oh, where do they spend the night? Oh, my gosh.
He never showed, by the way.
Yeah. Are they in the pumpkin patch?
Yes, they're in the pumpkin patch.
Okay.
Corey said he didn't know because it was way before his time, so he age shamed us as well. Thanks
for that. A little before my time.
No. You said way before your time. I think you also called me Moses, but I'm not sure. All right. It's now 3-2. Tammy. Tammy, the only host the TV show Survivor has ever had a birthday yesterday. Who is he?
Jeff Probst.
See, Jeff Probst is smart, unlike Pat Sajak. He knows it's the best gig ever.
It's something to hold on to, for sure.
Right? Yeah. You don't lose that gig. Yeah. Corey agrees with me, Tammy. It's 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Ralph Macchio turned 62 yesterday.
Wow.
He, of course, is the Karate Kid. In that original movie, Daniel LaRusso moved to Reseda from what state?
New Jersey?
New Jersey is right.
Yeah.
Corey went Hawaii, maybe the opposite of New Jersey.
It was a wild guess.
That's okay. That's okay. That's what I asked for. Today we finished with a clean sweep for Tammy today, 5-2, Corey. So you're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets to see Kelsey Ballerina. She's coming to Pechanga Arena in March.
This is why I called. My wife is going to be so happy, and I appreciate it so much, you guys. Thank you.
Someone's getting lucky.
Attaboy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
In fact, I turn around right now. Go back home, bro. Go back home. Go wake her up with that news. Corey, before we leave and get way too personal, let's have you do this.
Hi, I'm Corey from Carlsbad, and I slumped out of Tammy's College of Hollywood College.
Our very first John and Tammy Food Fund of the year is this coming Friday at Fraser Farms in La Mesa. And when we go out, we like to bring the party to you.
Exactly right. And what says getting as much non-perishable food donations as we can for the San Diego Food Bank to help food insecure people here in San Diego County better than attractive people on stilts?
Yes.
Nothing. Nothing is better than that. And one of those attractive people on stilts is joining us now. Margarita, good morning.
Good morning.
Margarita, how does one just wake up one day and say, hey, you know what? I want to be a stilt walker.
Oh, just, you know, lots of crazy friends and mentors in the circus community.
So you belong to the circus community.
You know, after 5 years, I think I can officially say that I belong to the circus community.
So do you, like, hang with the bearded lady and the sword swallower? What's going on?
Something like that. I do flying trapeze at a school in Escondido, and one of my coaches asked me one day if I wanted to learn stilt walking, and I said yes. And it's kind of just history from there.
You took a flying trapeze class? Does that exist?
I still fly there. I've been going for the last 5 years.
Yeah, I remember when you first started that. It was something that you always wanted to try. And look what it turned into.
I know. It's opened a lot of doorways for me.
A lot of very high doorways, I imagine.
I got to swing inside of a circus tent. Just with my coaches, I work on behalf of the San Diego Zoo, Safari Park, and I just get to do little one-off gigs throughout San Diego for event companies that I work with, so it's really fun.
Margarita, how high up do you get when you are trapezing? I mean, are you in danger?
I'm not in danger because they train you. You know, you start in safety lines, and the owners of the school have been doing circus their entire life. So they walk you through everything. So I started out, you know, in a safety belt and not really knowing how to do anything, where now I can fly what's called out of line. And then you go to the catcher, who is the other person on the other side of the trapeze, and do tricks out of line. So it's progression.
So are you legit flying through the air and having somebody catch you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you insane?
A little bit.
I started following you on your Instagram when you first started taking these classes, and I remember you in the safety harness, and now where you've come, it's really quite amazing.
Thank you.
Margarita, you're a fascinating human being. I don't know anybody else who says, hey, what the hell? I think I'll start learning how to trapeze and then graduate into stilt walking. And now, by the way, Margarita's taking it to a whole new level. When we last saw her, she pulled up in a tiny little car and like 1,000 clowns poured out of it.
It was wild.
It was nuts. And then a margarita comes out. She really is embracing the circus community.
Mm-hmm.
Margarita, are you bringing circus friends with you to our food fund at Fraser Farms in La Mesa this Friday?
I am. I'm bringing my best friend, Jules. She'll be out there again. My stilting partner.
Oh,
we look forward to it.
Yeah.
Thank you for helping us have some fun out there, but more importantly, helping us get as much food as we can for the San Diego Food Bank during our John and Tammy Food Fund. We really appreciate you. Happy circus life.
Happy circus life. We're excited to see you all out there.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, circus life for me.
Are you mixing that up with Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes, 100%. Okay. I am. It's the only circus song I know, and it's not even a circus song. This Friday, please bring all the non-perishable food that you possibly can. We'll be doing this throughout the month. We do it every November, helping our neighbors who are hungry. And you might not even know that they're hungry throughout the San Diego Food Bank. Fraser Farms in La Mesa. We're even going to make it worth your while because someone's going to win Stagecoach tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's going to win Country Fest tickets. John and Tammy's Food Fund this Friday, Fraser Farms, La Mesa. Directions at KSON.com. Cody Johnson on KSON. Cody Johnson preaching at his most recent show.
It's okay to disagree. This year, please go vote. Because before most of us were born, an American soldier died for our right to disagree in this country. That's what makes unity so beautiful, is because sometimes in unity, we disagree. But guess what? There's three things we can agree on. They are this. They are red, white,
If you need some help getting out to vote today, you can get help in getting a ride. Both Lyft and Uber are offering 50% off your ride to your polling place. Plus, once you're done, you can go to Krispy Kreme and get a free donut.
Yeah, man. Reward yourself for doing your civic responsibility. Treat yourself. Anybody that's in need of a sweet treat, Krispy Kreme is offering a free original glazed. Just visit their store, one per person. Don't be greedy, Donut Don.
You know, something else I'd like to suggest maybe you do today is just do something nice for a stranger for no other reason than if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling like there's too much anger and division. Do something nice for someone you don't know without any expecting anything in return. Just something small. You know, it'll make you feel better.
And if there's just nothing else that's going to get you over that anxious hump, maybe getting a free trip to Stagecoach will take care of that. Hopefully we read your name to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach at 8:05. And if you haven't signed up yet, what are you waiting for? Right now, just do it. Go to KSON.com. Don't have to tell you that today is Election Day, a very stressful, anxiety-ridden day for many people. We are trying our best here, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show, to focus on positive things that could come out of it and try to get past the obvious division in America.
I'm going to be honest here. In my opinion, I think a good portion of the fighting is a small group of people that get amplified because negative always gets amplified. I think for the most part, the average person is a good person. And unfortunately, the way that we get inundated with the negative, it pushes people into camps of, I just don't even want to step outside what I think anymore. And if we all just came together and actually stopped looking for a fight and stopped looking for somebody to agree with you or disagree with you, and we could just be friends, that could happen. And John has a great example of this.
So my buddy John is on the phone with us right now. Morning, John.
Morning.
John, what do we agree with politically?
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Right.
John, how are we friends? Because today in America, if you don't believe what I believe, you're an So how are we friends?
Because that's not what friendship's based on. You know, friends are, we grew up in the same area of the country, so we have some common interests. We became friends and you moved here through another friend. You know, we have hobbies and things we do. I'm a Cubs fan, you're not, but we're both Bears fans. You know, there's so many other things in the world to focus on. I refuse to let politics destroy friendships.
I'm so glad that you came on to chat with us, John, because this is so true. You know, we've moved away from, if you remember what debate used to be, you know. Right. Debate used to be, I'm going to share my points of view, then somebody else shares their points of view. We talk about both sides. If we can't come to agreement, that's cool. Not a big deal. That's the avenue of it. You know, that's what we're supposed to be doing in college, is we're supposed to be learning how to hear other opinions and not slam somebody for them.
But we're not.
But listen to them.
But we're not, unfortunately. And not only friendships are being destroyed, families are being destroyed because, God forbid, you've got a different point of view. I get it. I get being frustrated with somebody that clearly is not vibing with you. I get that frustration, but to destroy a relationship, and I'm not trying to be all holier than thou. I'm not a perfect person. John's not a perfect person. I mean, he's a Cubs fan, for God's sake. But the point is, we made a conscious decision to just not discuss things like that. Yeah. It's not that we're ignoring. We both have very passionate beliefs about who we vote for and who we support, but we just don't bring it up. And we don't bring it up on the show. It's nobody's business but our own.
Yeah.
And why is that so hard? It's not that hard.
You know, look at the month or so you lived here. We had a great time.
Ha! John's referring to the fact that when I moved out of my old place, I had to have a month before my new place was ready, and he volunteered his guest room for me.
I mean, which is wonderful. You know, here's the thing. We don't have to be friends with everyone, right? But if you have a friendship, don't let differing opinions ruin that friendship if you have a real friendship.
The problem was he couldn't close the cabinets or drawers.
Oh, God, John, don't get me in on that.
Tammy's the first person that ever brought up that weirdness about me. I've been working on that. For whatever reason, I keep doors open, cabinet doors and drawers. Yeah. I don't know why it's just a thing. And by the way, my entire family does. I found that out recently. Anyway, the point is this. Many of us are very tense, very stressed, maybe even angry at what might happen today, what could happen today, what you're afraid of is going to happen today or later on in the next couple of weeks, months. Maybe instead of all that stress and anxiety and anger, we're just pumping the brakes and thinking about, listen, I don't agree with this person at all on some things. And that's okay, because last time I checked, that's kind of how this country was founded.
Right. Can you imagine how absolutely, utterly boring this world would be?
No.
If everyone thought, said, did the exact same thing. Yawn.
Right.
Come on.
Exactly.
Glad that you came on to talk about this today. So thanks. Thanks for being my friend, man.
Always will be.
Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Danae is representing North County from the beautiful city of Carlsbad, California. Good morning, Danae.
Good morning.
Danae, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Okay, Tammy, please leave.
All right, good luck.
Danae, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you, Danae, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Danae, on this date in 2015, Blake Shelton announced his divorce from which country star?
It's not Gwen Stefani. I don't know.
Margot Robbie and her husband welcomed a baby boy over the weekend. What DC Comics character is Margot known for playing?
Harley Quinn.
Every Star Wars movie starts with the same words across the screen. A long time ago, blank. Fill in the blank.
In a far off galaxy?
Venom, The Last Dance, held on to the top spot at the box office again. Which actor plays the lead in the Venom movies?
Gosh, I know his name. I can't think of it. I don't know.
Okay, and finally, Danae, happy birthday to Jeff Probst, who has hosted every season of CBS's Survivor. So, within five, and without going over, how many seasons have there been of Survivor?
20.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Danae, what you got going on today?
I am just driving my daughter to school and going to vote.
Right on. Where are you voting, Carlsbad?
That's a good question. I actually need to go figure that out.
Okay. Yes, you do. Well, I hope it's a very seamless, you're in and out very quickly today, but be patient nevertheless. And do me a favor, Danae, thank those volunteers. They're all there on their own goodwill, just doing their thing for America today.
I definitely will. Thank you.
Danae did 1 out of 5, Tam.
Okay. All right.
No.
Tammy, on this day in 2015, Blake Shelton announced his divorce from which country star?
Miranda Lambert.
Miranda Lambert is right. Danae couldn't remember. 1-0, Tam. Margot Robbie and her husband welcomed a baby boy over the weekend. What DC Comics character is Margot known for playing?
It's right there because she's the daddy's little helper. Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn is right. It's 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, every Star Wars movie starts with the same words across the screen. A long time ago, blank. Fill in the blank.
In a galaxy far, far away.
That is right. Gives me chills when I see it now. Danae got galaxy in there but couldn't come up with it, so now it's 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, Venom, The Last Dance, held on to the top spot at the box office again. Which actor plays the lead in the Venom movies?
Why am I not remembering Venom? I have a complete blank.
That would be Tom Hardy.
Oh.
Danae could not remember his name, knew his face, couldn't come up with it. Still 3-1, Tammy. And finally, happy birthday to Jeff Probst, who has hosted every season of CBS's Survivor. So, within five, and without going over, how many seasons have there been of Survivor?
25.
Well, you and Danae both did not go over, but that's about as close as you got. Danae went with 20, you went with 25. Jeff Probst has hosted Survivor for an astounding 47 seasons.
Oh, because they do 2 a year. That's why. Okay.
Wow.
I mean, again, the moral of the story is you get a good gig
uh-huh.
that's cake, You stick with that gig. Well played, Jeff Probst. I think he's kind of my hero. Anyway, today, Danae, Tammy beat you by a score of 3-1. You're not going to get any of her money, but we've got a great prize for you and a friend slash partner.
You have a pair of tickets to see Kelsey Ballerini. She's coming to Pechanga Arena in March.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Danae, enjoy that. Enjoy your civic duty. Feel good about that. And before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Danae in Carlsbad, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
We did this 4 years ago, our last presidential election day, and I think it helped, which is why we're bringing it back again today. Melissa is with us. She is our meditation expert. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Find out more about Melissa at mjtwellness.com. You were so kind and so comforting to us 4 years ago, Melissa.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what it says about America, but I think we need you. No. I know we need you more today.
Well, with everything going on, we tend to just get caught up in our thoughts, and this practice will help us step off of that hamster wheel.
Okay, we like that.
Nice description.
So, Melissa, can you guide us in a meditation? So when we feel overwhelmed at any point today, tonight, tomorrow, we can utilize this to put ourselves in the right state of mind.
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Melissa, what do we need to do, whether we're standing here in our studio or someone's listening on the 5 in traffic or at their cubicle right now, what do we need to do to prepare for this?
Well, I think if you're driving, you might just wait till you're done driving, but otherwise you can do this standing or sitting. You can do it anywhere, really.
All right, take it away.
Okay. And so we can just begin by either standing or sitting comfortably. And allow your eyes to look at something nice. While letting your eyes rest here, go ahead and take a deep breath, inhaling slowly through your nose, letting your belly expand. Hold for a moment, then exhale through your mouth, releasing any tension. On the inhale, draw in calm, and with each exhale, release and soften your muscles. Breathing in and breathing out. Notice your breath is steady and peaceful. Take one last deep inhale, hold, then exhale fully, letting out any remaining tension. Thank you.
That was nice. John, I'm curious, what was the nice thing that you looked at?
I'm looking at a picture of me and my daughters.
Aw, that's
so sweet.
How
about you?
I was looking at the beautiful green plant that's outside the window that reminds me of light and growth. Yeah.
Melissa, what were you looking at?
Actually, I'm always looking at nature. That's what I'm drawn to.
All right.
Sure.
Nothing wrong with nature. All right, what's next?
Well, you know, as you're looking at something pleasant, you could take a couple seconds just to notice that effect in your body. So just noticing, what does it feel like to look at something pleasant, and let your attention focus on that feeling.
All right. All very helpful things. So the number one thing right off the bat this morning is to find something nice that gets you in a nice, warm state of mind, correct?
Sure. Yeah, that's right. Starting with getting your attention outward, so that you're stepping right out of those thoughts that just keep spinning and spinning.
And it doesn't have to be an obvious thing like me finding a picture of my daughters. It could be something like, Tammy, the random plant outside our window. I never knew that that reminded you of warmth. Is that what you said?
Growth. Growth. Yeah, and nature. Yeah, growth. Yeah.
Ah, look at you.
Exactly. You can actually look at anything, shapes, colors, texture, objects, anything that your eye naturally gets drawn to.
Okay. Number 13 from Jersey Mike's.
If that makes you feel good, John, there's nothing wrong with that.
It makes me feel very good. Makes me feel we can all get along with each other.
Yes.
We just sit down and have number 13 from Jersey Mike's.
There's a mixture of everything on that sandwich, John.
MJT Wellness is the website.
Yes, that's right.
Anybody that needs some help, that needs something nice to focus on as they calm their mind down, Melissa is one that can help you with that. You sure helped us today. Maybe we can just get through this and, I don't know, all get along for a change.
We will get through it. It seems hard now, but we actually will make it through.
Thank you, Melissa.
Okay, bye.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. If you don't have a ride to your polling place, Lyft and Uber are both offering discounts to take you there. That's great news. Also, if you're thinking about, Why should I vote? Listen to this 89-year-old Lyft driver who was born before he was even allowed to vote because he was black.
I was 30 years old before I could vote. I was born in 1935. Civil rights movement was high when I was about 30, 35 years old. I had seen so many young men and women die because of a right to vote. And I said, I've got to vote. The people have to realize the price that was paid for them to vote. I've been driving Lyft for 9 years. Even when I drive locals, I ask them, have you registered to vote? A lot of them say, my vote doesn't count. Oh, yes, it does. One vote can change a conversation. One vote can change a whole society.
Every year that he's been able to do it, he drives people to their polling stations because, you know, it's that important.
I wonder if that rubs anybody the wrong way. Just somebody that you don't know asking if they've registered to vote. It's a very random, odd question for a stranger to ask you.
Sure. I mean, but I imagine that he doesn't come at them in a negative way, you know?
Sure.
Is it because you don't have a way there? I can help you out.
By the way, 89?
Yeah.
I wish I sounded like that. I wish I sounded like that now.
I know.
I'm nowhere in the neighborhood of 89.
I just want to let everybody know that today we are running airport rules.
Okay.
Meaning that you can eat anything at any point at any time. So if you want a piece of pumpkin pie this morning at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
It's okay.
I love how they're called airport rules because that is exactly right. For whatever reason. Whenever you're at an airport thinking I'm traveling all day, it's like, I don't care about a diet.
Nope.
I don't care about proper hydration.
Nope.
I'm going to eat and drink and snack on whatever I want.
I
know I just had a huge meal at Phil's Barbecue before I got on the plane, but yes, I will take a delicious pack of cookies, Delta, because they're delicious.
It's totally true. Bloody Mary, please.
Yes. Airport rules. I like the sound of that. Go out and do what you're supposed to do as an American. And as our friend said, remember all the people that sacrificed themselves for your right to vote.